I wanted to correct something I said in passing earlier during my interview with Jeff Foote. The Ivy League men haven't won more often than not in the NCAA tournament, winning games in only 4 of the 9 NCAA tournaments played this decade. But it's still true that it always feels like the Ivy representative can win in any given big dance, and that was true even last season, when 538 acknowledged Penn was history's best number 16 seed, and other pundits pointed to Penn as a not totally implausible possibility to become the first 16 ever to knock off a 1 on the men's side, something that the Harvard women, of course, pulled off 20 years earlier. They picked the wrong 16 seed, unfortunately, but the buzz around Penn as it prepared to stand up to the Jayhawks and the popularity of Princeton as a 5 versus 12 upset pick against Notre Dame the season before showed that folks expect high-level NCAA tournament play from the Ivy League now. We're a far cry from the 11-game losing streak in the Big Dance that Cornell ended by beating Fran Dunphy's Temple Owls in 2010, and there's no doubt that Cornell's Sweet 16 run was the turning point. I was a high school senior that year, already set to go to Penn, and thought it was pretty cool that an Ivy team was one of the greatest stories of the NCAA tournament that season. And there'd been quite a bit of national buzz surrounding the team even before that, from Foote's circuitous path to Ithaca and the Penn-Princeton pattern-breaking excellence to the team's offensive firepower, the statistical likes of which the Ivy League still hasn't seen since. The decade since Cornell's reign atop the Ivy League hasn't diminished how special it still feels. That'll do it this week for Inside Ivy Hoops. For Ivy Hoops Online, I'm Mike Toney.